A Rossville woman is facing multiple charges after deputies say she led law enforcement on a pursuit in a stolen vehicle. It happened yesterday along I-75 through Hamilton and Bradley counties. According to reports, deputies attempted to stop the vehicle after learning it had been reported stolen out of Chattanooga, but the driver continued at a high rate of speed. Authorities identified the driver as 26-year-old Nikki Conley. Investigators say a passenger called 911 during the chase, reporting Conley refused to stop and would not let him out. The pursuit ended near exit 20 after spike strips were deployed. Deputies later reported finding suspected fentanyl at the jail. Conley faces charges including evading arrest, reckless endangerment, kidnapping, theft, and drug-related offenses. Conley will appear in court today. Discussion over Rock City's proposed gondola project continued Thursday night at Lookout Mountain City Council meeting, even though the issue was not on the agenda. The council will make the final decision after the Planning Commission recently voted against zoning changes needed for the project. Councilwoman Carolyn Williams suggested public comments be submitted before meeting day so council members have more time to review input. City officials say the goal is to allow adequate time to consider feedback. No action was taken on the public comment process or the gondola proposal. Fort Oglethorpe police are asking for the public's help in identifying a burglary suspect. Investigators say the incident happened Wednesday afternoon around 4:24 at Cancun's Market on Battlefield Parkway. Anyone who recognizes the individual or has information that could help investigators is asked to call the Fort Oglethorpe Police Department. You can also view additional information on our website at discoverwalker.com. We've got more news coming up after this. Today marks the final day for early voting ahead of next Tuesday's runoff elections in Walker County. Polls are open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. today at the Walker County Elections Office on South Main Street in Lafayette and also the Chickamauga Civic Center. Any registered Walker County voter can cast a ballot at either early voting locations. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth on your home for NASCAR, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.